President Trump says he's open to improving the federal background check system for gun purchases. His statement this morning came after a weekend of blistering criticism from students who survived last week's deadly school shooting in Florida. Here's Emma Gonzalez yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press.
This is our opportunity to talk to President Trump, Governor Rick Scott, and State Senator Marco Rubio to make sure that they know we are talking directly to them and all other members of the United States government that are being funded by the NRA to tell them now is the time to get on the right side of this.
The president also plans to hold a listening session on Wednesday with students and teachers from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. Joining us now, NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro. He's got more on this. Hi, Domenico.
Hey there, Magna.
So what do you make of the president's statement this morning about background checks?
Well, you know, the bill that he's saying that he's coming out in favor for, working with Senator John Cornyn of Texas and also Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, is more of a bill that kind of makes tweaks to the current system. In other words, holding some of these government agencies accountable for not uploading relevant information to the federal background check system. So to sort of figure out a way to tighten that system. Now, that's clearly not as much as what most Democrats would want, of course. Trump, you know, it should be noted, had laid out his position in his book, The America We Deserve, in 2000, and he called out the NRA, writing that generally he does not support gun controls, but he said, quote, "I support the ban on assault weapons, and I also support a slightly longer waiting period to purchase a gun," which is fairly interesting considering today he tweeted that we should have a good and reflective President's Day.
Right.
But clearly he'd flip-flopped on this during the campaign and has strong support from the NRA and has not come out in support of the assault weapons ban.
Well, so we'll talk about assault weapons more in just a second, but let's spend another minute about talking about this exact bill and what the president has said he may throw his support behind. Because as you mentioned, it's a bipartisan bill in the Senate from Chris Murphy and John Cornyn. It was introduced, late last year, but hasn't made much progress. We should say that on the House side of things, at the end of last year, there was kind of a similar bill, right, that would have filled holes in the background check system. But that came along with a provision that would have allowed people with concealed carry licenses to use those licenses across state lines, which is what made it a tough fight in the Senate. So I guess what I'm saying is that it seems as if no change to the background system can pass all of Congress without some relaxations in other gun regulations.
Well, remember that after the 2013 Newtown, Connecticut shooting at the school there that killed 20 children, there were, you know, almost two dozen measures that Democrats pushed for, including that Toomey-Manchin bill to limit background checks. That nothing passed, right? I mean, it was filibustered by Republicans, every single item. That bill only got 54 votes, which of course is a majority, but not enough to overcome a filibuster. Trump tweeted yesterday that if Democrats wanted to do anything on gun control, then they should have done it when they controlled the White House and both chambers of Congress. But of course, that filibuster was in place and nothing was able to pass. And this time around, you're right, the devil is in those details. And, you know, we've seen the Senate and House not be able to get on board, not just on gun control, but on immigration, on health care. They know that this is something that there's some agreement to do something on, but nobody can figure out quite what.
Now, about this listening session that the president's going to hold, or says he's going to hold on Wednesday, do we know more about that? Which students, which teachers from the high school?
We don't know exactly who he's going to be meeting with. We know that he's meeting with students and teachers. We don't know from which school, but we do know that, you know, empathy is something that Trump has struggled with on a public stage. You know, you're not going to see him doing kind of what Barack Obama did and, you know, espousing, you know, greater hopes, or it's just not one of his strengths. So, and the White House knows this. White House aides know this, and they know that this is a more liberal area. And given the fact that you've had a lot of students already coming out strongly in support for Congress doing something more, they want to protect the president and have something that's more controlled. So it will be interesting to see how any of this goes, because we know that they tried to shelter the president already from some of these protests.
Now, just we got a couple seconds to go, but are we at a turning point here for Republicans and gun legislation?
You know, it's not clear that this is going to be some big turning point. There's maybe a little bit of reflection, as Trump tweeted today, but not much going to happen on guns until candidates start to lose because of a lack of action on guns.
Domenico Montanaro, lead politics editor for NPR. Domenico, thanks as always.
You're welcome.